Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. A district court judge has ruled the list of landowners who haven't agreed to voluntary easements for the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline must be released to the public. The Iowa chapter of the Sierra Club sued after the Iowa Utilities Board said the names would remain secret at the developer's request. Summit is still working to secure agreements with landowners for about 60% of its proposed carbon pipeline route through Iowa. If the Iowa Utilities Board grants eminent domain authority for the project, the list would be used to determine which properties could be seized without negotiations between Summit and landowners. A spokeswoman for the Sierra Club's Iowa chapter says reluctant landowners should be able to see the list so they can communicate with like-minded Iowans and organize unified opposition to the pipeline. Summit could appeal the judge's ruling. There are 10 property owners in Plymouth County who have not signed easements with Summit Carbon Solutions. A representative of Summit will be before the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors today to present information and answer questions about the project. Previously, the supervisors submitted a letter to the Utilities Board objecting to the use of eminent domain to procure right-of-way from landowners. Ryan Melton, the Democratic candidate in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, is opposed to construction of carbon capture pipelines. He says the projects will benefit private corporations and the government's eminent domain process is supposed to be used for projects that have a public purpose. Melton instead supports expanding wind and solar power. He made his comments at the Des Moines Register's political soapbox at the Iowa State Fair. In a column published in several newspapers last year, incumbent Republican Randy Feenstra of Hull said carbon pipelines have the potential to boost the ethanol industry and ensure Iowa farmers continue to have a strong market for their corn. The Orange City Council Monday okayed the disposal of city-owned property for a pair of residential developments near the new MOC Floyd Valley Elementary School. The 21-acre Gelderland First Edition is adjacent to the school. It will include 26 parcels, 6 zoned for duplexes, and 20 zoned for single-family dwellings. The 20-acre Canals Project is across the street from the school. It will include a mix of residences from single-family to duplexes to townhouses to apartments. The Lamar City Council meets at noon today. Their agenda begins with a public hearing on a joint city-county paving project along 7th Avenue Southeast and County Road K49. The council will also consider bids for alley improvements, and the council will consider several items surrounding wastewater treatment plant improvements. These include engineering and financing of the project and awarding a contract for a key component of the project, a disinfection system. The council will later go into closed session to discuss the purchase or sale of real estate. Monday morning, the Sioux County Sheriff's Office investigated a motor vehicle accident that occurred at a residential driveway a mile northwest of Sioux Center. 67-year-old Phyllis Buchelman of Sioux Center was driving a vehicle westbound on a residential driveway when she experienced a medical event, lost control of the vehicle, left the driveway, and struck trees in a grove on the property. Buchelman was transported by the Sioux Center ambulance to Sioux Center Health. The National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary report on a fatal plane crash that happened last month in northwest Iowa. The pilot had been spraying fields near Ute in Monona County before the aircraft went down. There were no known witnesses. The pilot has been identified as 45-year-old Brady Penner of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Penner was killed in the crash that happened July 30th at 1 p.m. The plane caught fire after the crash. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.